Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Woodbridge.
Missing.
Sister Garden.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. After we had been in the Cooley jail for a few weeks, another Australian sister arrived, alone. Vivian Bullwinkle. We were terribly relieved to see her, and hoped she may have news of other sisters who were still missing. Vivian is a tall, slim girl, with very straight fair hair, cut short, and blue eyes. She's not an excitable person at any time, and she just quietly walked through the jail gate, then stood clasping to her side an army-type water bottle which was slung over her shoulder. The Jap guards eyed her, but turned away as we raced to meet her. Oh, Viv! Viv, this is wonderful! Are there any others with you?
No, it's only me.
Viv! It's so good to see you, I can't tell you. What about the others?
I'm alone.
Oh. Well, come on, we'll take you to our mansion. Here, let me take that water bottle. You look all in.
No, don't touch the bottle.
But Viv!
They mustn't see. It's hiding a bullet in my uniform.
Wynne, grab her arm. We've got to get her to the dormitory quickly.
Keep talking, Jeff, so the Nips won't think there's anything wrong.
Yeah. Mitz! Mitz, look who's here. It's Viv. Viv, you didn't know Ioli Harper, did you? She wasn't with us at Malacca. She was 2nd 13th AGH. Ioli, this is Vivian Bullwinkle.
Hello.
You and Mitz follow us along, Ioli. Look, Viv, there's Sister James. Woody's here and Oram. In fact, there's 32 of us now you've arrived.
What's the matter with Jeff? She's running off at the face like a debutante at a garden party.
She's covering up for something.
Huh?
Sister Bullwinkle looks as if she's out on her feet.
Oh, curse these bandages. When I try to hurry, they slide down and trip me.
Well, here we are, old thing. Look, we'll put you down here. Oh, I wish we still had our mattress.
Here, put these rags under her head. Oh, they'll be better than nothing.
I've got a drop of water.
Fine.
See if she'll drink it.
Is she all right? What happened?
We don't know yet, except she was hiding a bullet hole with her water bottle.
Oh, we'd best have a look. Sister Davis.
Yes?
Help me get these buttons undone.
Right.
Sister Harper, you keep a watch. Let us know if the guards come this way.
Yes, Sister James.
There. Now, let's have a look.
Just get this out of the way. Great Scott.
What is it?
Pull her over a little on her side.
Yes.
There.
Oh, a bullet has gone straight through her side. Just missed the hip.
Just as well it did go right through. No way of extracting a bullet.
Is it clean?
Quite.
Oh, fine.
It's been healing for a while, too. Oh, poor kid.
Here comes one of the guards.
Get your uniform done up quickly.
Oh, I'll do it, Jeff. Your thumbs will be bandages. Oh, so am I.
More haste, less speed,
quickly.
Sister.
Hey, Mitz. Mitz, come from the doorway with me.
Right. Nearly done. Roll her on her side to hide the hole in her uniform.
Right. Why?
So the Japs won't see it. She said they mustn't see.
There. Now loll about.
Yes.
Oh. Why are you sitting there?
We like it.
So good looking. You're obstructing the doorway. Get up.
If we move over.
Get up.
How could we refuse such a request?
Has it not been made clear that you Australian pigs will stand before your betters?
Quite clear.
And why are you not standing now?
Well...
Stand up! Stand up! Hurry! Hurry! Stand up! What is the matter with that one?
She's only just got here. She's exhausted.
Stand up! Stand up!
It's no good shouting at her. She's unconscious.
She must earn respect. She will not have rice until tomorrow.
You can't punish her for something she can't help.
You also will not have rice.
Very well.
You will also stand aside before the guardhouse.
I'll just get a hat.
You go now. Without a hat.
But she'll get sunstroke.
You too will stand with her.
I...
Oh, well, just the thing to finish off my suntan. Come on, Sister James. See you later, kids.
You'd better come with us and show us where you want us to stand.
Get out, I will show you. And if you move, you will be punished. Or stray swine, or stray woman.
It was close. Thought I was going to roll Viv over.
Do you think we could sneak out with a hat or something for Wynne and Sister James?
No, no. They're being stood in full view of the guards. We'd be seen. They'd only take it out on the girls.
Yes, Jeff's right.
Oh, well, the rest of us can save a bit of rice each for
you. Yes.
At least they'll have something to eat.
Look, let's get Viv into a more comfortable position. I don't think Cat's Eyes will be coming back. He's gone into the guardhouse.
Hey, why Cat's Eyes? Cats are nice.
You've got something there, Mitz. Now, roll her over. Ah, that's it.
Mind she doesn't slide off.
How's her pulse?
Oh, pretty good, Jeff. I think she's just exhausted and shocked.
She's coming round.
Mustn't call out. The others didn't. Not a sound.
Take it easy, old thing.
Who's that?
Jeff. Betty Jeffrey.
Jeff. I'm the only one.
She's out again. Well, there's nothing we can do. We'll just have to wait.
Yes.
Oh, it's starting to rain. When in Sister Jail gets soaked.
Well, it'll cool them down a bit, poor dears.
We waited there with Vivian and listened to the rain beating down on the iron roof. The air became thick with heat. You felt as if you could squeeze the water out of it. It was suffocating to breathe, and the sound of rain beat in your head until it was like being smothered by sound as well as heat. We watched helplessly as Wynne swayed on her feet and sank to the ground after hours of standing on the one spot. A guard came out of the guardhouse and moved her with his boot, then nodded at Sister James. She stumbled to the dormitory, and Mitz and Ioli went out and carried Wynne in. The hours dragged on. We lined up for our ration of rice, and each one saved a little bit for the three girls who hadn't any. And still Vivian was unconscious. The rest of the girls came into the dormitory and waited with us in hushed expectancy. Everyone seemed to be waiting. And at last Vivian moved, murmured, and slowly sat up.
She's coming round properly this time, I think.
Oh. Hey, don't draw it over, old thing. You can end up on the floor.
How long have I been here?
Some hours.
We've been waiting and watching over you like broody hens.
See if you can't eat some of this, Viv.
Oh, what is it?
Well, the Japs call it rice. We have to believe them.
Mm. What a revolting-looking mess.
Well, that's gratitude. We share our all with her, even to the caviar and champagne, and that's all the thanks we get.
Oh, you're an ass, Jean. Here, Vivian, try and eat some of this. It's better than nothing.
Can you tell us what happened to you? How you got that bullet through your waist? Where have you been?
Do you feel you can tell us yet?
Well, I'm a bit hazy still. Oh, of course, you weren't there, were you? There's only me.
Who was with you?
There were a lot of us to get it sorted out. I suppose I'd better go back to the beginning.
Well, take your time, old thing. Don't tell us until you feel like it.
Well, when I went over the side from Viner Brook, I got onto a raft with a few civilians and we headed for land. We could just see in the distance...
Hold it. Here comes one of the guards.
With any luck, this will be their last round for a couple of hours. When he's gone, we can talk without being interrupted.
Stand!
Here we go again. Can you stand, Viv?
Yes, I think so.
But, Spotter, you are running. Stand dry, breathe.
I'm beginning to feel like a jack-in-the-box jumping up and down every time I see one of them.
It seems to keep them happy. Now we can settle down again.
As soon as the Jap was out of sight, we did settle down. And to the background of the incessant tropical rain, we heard Vivian Bullwinkle's story of the massacre of Banker Island. The 31 nursing sisters gathered around Sister Bullwinkle to hear her story. Everyone hoped that she would have some news for us of the other sisters still missing. But as Vivian told us what had happened, all hope vanished.
I was with a group of servicemen, civilian women, and 22 Australian Army nursing service sisters.
Yes.
We'd come ashore from the Viner Brook in lifeboats and bits of wreckage. Some of us had swum in. We all gathered at one spot on the sandy beach about 2 or 3 miles from Muntoc. As darkness fell, we lit a fire and huddled around it, trying to dry off.
We saw you when we were trying to get in. We called out and cooed, but you couldn't hear us over the wind.
We couldn't hear anything except the crash of waves and some of the wounded who were in great pain. I remember saying to Sister Day... Sister Day, have you got any more morphia?
Not a drop. We'll just have to hope we're found soon by someone.
There's not much hope with April daylight.
Sister Bullwinkle?
Yes, Matron Drummond?
Everyone's about as comfortable as we can make them.
The rest of you get around the fire and try and dry off. Oh, we were quite cheerful as we sat there and discussed our plans. It was decided that when morning came, some of the men would search for Japanese and see if the wounded could be cared for properly. As soon as dawn broke, they started off. All that day we waited, but nothing happened. When night fell, we were still expecting to hear the men coming back at any minute. Well, the wind dropped, so at least we weren't being cut to pieces by rising sand. But nobody came back. So next morning we had a conference.
I think it would be advisable to send one of the men into Muntoc to see if he can find out what's happened and bring back some Japanese with stretchers for the wounded. Also, of course, informing them of our presence here.
Well, I'm about the fittest left. I'll go in. You all sit tight.
And if this keeps up one by one, we'll all walk into Muntoc.
It is a bit like follow your leader.
If only there were some shade, at least for the wounded.
Do you think we could lure them into the jungle? It's not very far.
I think it'd be impossible. You'd be surprised just how far away that jungle is, sister.
Here's a water bottle. It's nearly full.
Oh. That's splendid. Now, if we're careful, the wounded can all have a drop just to freshen their mouths.
Oh, it was heartbreaking. Only to be able to moisten their lips. Their pleading for water was pitiful. Well, after about an hour or so of waiting, the civilian women who could walk decided to go into Muntoc themselves and so meet the Jap party on the way along. We stayed behind with the wounded.
Go on, Viv.
After a little while, the naval officer returned, bringing a party of Japanese with him.
Here we are. I met these wallahs just over the bluff. One of them speaks a bit of English.
Good. Now then, have you any stretchers?
Oh, no stretchers. No need.
I think you'll find that you will need them. Some of these people are badly wounded and can't possibly walk.
Oh, yes. They walk. You men, come this side. Women, stay there.
These men cannot move.
And we help them. Suzume! Suzume!
What are they doing? Leave these men alone. I tell you, they can't be moved without stretchers.
Quite easy. Watch.
Look, they're dragging the men to their feet. Where are you going to take them?
Back men the wrong beach. Other side behind cliff. Don't worry. We'll come back.
What do they think they're doing? Why not take all of us together?
Perhaps they've got a truck around here and they can't get it over through the sand.
Yes, but why separate us? In the condition some of those men are, dragging them along like this will kill them.
Okay. When they come back and tell us to move, we can at least carry these women. I think there's enough of us to manage.
Oh, it's ridiculous. They could have gone back to Montauk for some stretchers.
But they're coming back.
What are they doing? They seem to be...
They're wiping their bayonets.
What have they done with the men? Does this mean that they...
It means that they've slaughtered them.
You women... Cut in the line.
What do you intend to do?
Yeah, Kamachi. Silence. Get on his own feet.
But these women are wounded.
Get him on feet. One wounded between two strong. Turn face towards sea. Now, walk into sea.
Do you realize what this means, sister?
Yes, I think so. Some of the Japs are setting up machine guns behind us.
Then it should be quick.
Keep walking! Ochi Karajimas! Fire! Ochi!
As the bullets mowed us down, I saw the girls falling, but I didn't hear one single cry. I was hit and the bullet spun me round off my feet and I fell on my face in the sea.
I must get back to the beach. I must get back. I can't drown. I should have drowned. Oh, I can't have been out of the water very long. Oh. What's that? It's Matron. Matron, let me help you. Let me. Oh, she's dead. There's another. Oh, you're dead too. They're dead. They're all dead. They're all floating towards the beach. Oh, I must get out of this and drown. Oh. Oh, my side. I can hardly move. Oh, what's happened to it? It's got a hole in it. It's bleeding. Oh, it must be wounded. Oh, of course. I was shot. Everyone was shot. Oh, I've just got to get out of the sun. I must get to the jungle. Get out of the sun. Oh, jungle. Oh. made it. Oh, I can sleep here. Oh, I must sleep. I hope I don't bleed to death. Not that it matters much. I kept bumping my legs, but they're all dead. I thought the water was a funny color. Let's see. What am I doing here? I can't remember. Just lie still. It'll all come back. Here's something I should remember. Of course, we were bombed. Yes, we were looking after the wounded. I must have gone to sleep. Oh, Matron will be wild with me. I mustn't sleep on duties. No, Matron. Matron? Day? Sister Day? Where is everyone? I should be on the beach. I should... Oh, I remember. Chaps. They wiped their brain. It's in their machine gunners. Must get back to the beach. Maybe they're not all dead. Lying here on the beach. Must count them. I have to identify them. God help me to do it. I've got to. I'm the only one who knows what happened. Oh, please, Matron. And join. Oh, Ruth and Mary. They're all here. And little Jill. Oh, it's better here in the jungle. If I keep down, I can't see them on the beach. Well, I just have to find water. I have to crawl. Oh, my side hurts.
Who's that? Oh, must be starting to imagine things. I could have sworn I heard somebody moving. No woman's voice. Must be getting delirious.
Oh, I've got to keep going. I must find water. Oh, I'm so thirsty.
Are you real? Or only a vision?
Oh, you frightened me. Oh, I thought I was the only one here. The only one anywhere. Everybody else is dead. They're floating about on the edge of the water.
It's all right. I'm alive, more or less. I thought you were in hallucination. If you can get it, my water bottle's just over there. I can't reach it.
Are you hurt?
Oh, a bit mucked about. A little yellow blight has banded me, left me for dead. But you can't keep a good man down.
Here's the water. Let me see if I can get you propped up against this tree.
Thanks. Can't help myself much. Amazing how useless you are with only one arm.
Here you are. Who tied that tourniquet?
I did it myself. Had a handkerchief. Tied the knot with my teeth in one hand. Most difficult thing I ever did in my life.
How long have you been here?
2 days.
Oh, that means I must have been asleep 2 days.
If you were with the lot that were machine gunned on the beach, that's right. Anyone else get out of it alive?
No, only me. They've all gone. All those kids, they've all gone. Only you and I left to tell what happened.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.